situation is not yet under control. And now is really the time to act, to make the investments, to support the governments, particularly of Democratic Republic of Congo and Burundi, but also other countries in the region as well, to respond to the outbreak, but also to prepare. The virus is behaving differently in different contexts, and there are different variants of the virus. So there's still a lot that we are learning. For example, in Burundi, there hasn't been any deaths, whereas here in DRC, there has been quite a considerable number of deaths, around 700 or 800 so far. There are other underlying issues. For example, there are issues related to children who are malnourished. There are issues related to undiagnosed HIV/AIDS. There are underlying issues around water and sanitation issues, for example. And so we're still trying to understand the contextual factors as to what leads this to being more severe in some children and then in other countries being less severe.
A few months ago, there was this concern about mpox vaccine coming into that area. A few weeks ago, there were reports that some got in. Do you have enough mpox vaccine? What is the current situation in terms of availability?
There's always a lot of interests in vaccines. I think the first thing I'd want to say is that vaccines are not a silver bullet for responding to this outbreak. This is very much an outbreak which needs a whole range of interventions to control it. Risk communication and community engagement is critically important so that people are aware of the virus, what it can do, how they can protect themselves, if they get it, how to get help. We need to improve infection prevention and control in communities, in schools and public spaces. And we need to make sure that people are well nourished and are immunocompetent so that if they get the disease, their bodies are actually able to handle it. Those things are critically important to breaking community transmission in this outbreak.
What kind of pressures are you and your staff facing in dealing with this problem?
There's a number of different pressures that the staff face. I mean, one is the operating context. I was in a school yesterday in Equateur province in the northwest of Democratic Republic of Congo, and there was no water in the school. Well, that's a real challenge if you look at infection prevention control procedures, for example.